The Big Island is just coming off a series of weekend concerts by the Honoka'a Dragon Jazz Project musicians. Bluesmaster Johnny Nicholas spoke with us just prior to the concerts about why he and his drummer, John Chipman, have been working to mentor Big Island high school students for the last several years.
My drummer and I are here at the high school right now. It's the kind of thing, you know, a lot of people took me under their wing when I was younger, and it meant a lot to me. And it really accelerated and enhanced my development as a musician and a person. And so we're just trying to pass it along, that's all.
Yeah, paying it forward. You had mentors, and you want to do the same.
Yeah.
I know, like, I'm a big fan of shows like The Voice, you know, when you see these incredible young and upcoming musicians and artists, you know, get to play with their idols, and you can just see it in their eyes. You know, they just come to life.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's just it really is an inspiration. So I think for the folks in Honoka'a, they're very fortunate to have you open up and with them.
Well, the thing is about Mr. Gary Washburn, their teacher, because he's an extremely gifted teacher, and he, when we started coming over here about 4 years ago, I became aware of him, and we met him, and I realized his kids were just phenomenal, and I just said, wow, this guy, because it's a rare gift to be able to really impart, you know, real music to people. There's a lot of music teachers that can teach them notes and all of that, but Gary's just one of those special people, and so we feel, you know, it's not just happening in a vacuum. It's because of him, and I want to give him proper credit. He's an amazing teacher.
So did you have a favorite music teacher in your high school days?
No, I did not. I'm self-taught. I learned to play by ear, and I was very, very shy and kind of reclusive as a kid. Grew up in a Greek household. My grandparents all immigrated from Greece. And, but I was, you know, I loved American music and the stuff I heard on the radio, and that was all around. And so my mother played some piano, but my main school was the radio and then the record store and listening to and going to hear music when I could. And then just picking it up by ear. So I learned to play by ear. I wasn't even in a music class in high school.
Wow. So all by ear. That's remarkable. And you play a lot of instruments.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. I love the guitar, but I also really love the piano. I mean, I love anything I play. I really dig. And it does create a problem because, you know, obviously, if I think about the amount of time I devote to each one, and if I took that and said, okay, well, I took all that time and put it all into one, I could be really, really good at one, you know. And but my main thing with as an instrumentalist is I just want to give the right kind of backing, whether it's rhythmic, but the right kind of sound to be able to tell my stories, because I'm primarily a songwriter and a singer.
And what is it about blues, I guess, that grabs you?
Well, what always grabbed me was just the honesty of it, and how real it was and how soulful it was. And I'm talking traditional blues now. There's a lot of stuff that passes for blues nowadays that's just really is rock and roll. It's very loud, fast runs, and a lot of screaming, and that's not blues.
I did happen to catch something on TV the other night about Native American musicians and the influence on rock and roll and blues, and it was just a fascinating look at American history and American music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's where everything came from blues. I mean, there was, you know, of course, the influence. I'm not as familiar with the Native American influence, but you know, I know it was real. Also, the hillbilly influence from the mountains of Tennessee and Kentucky. You know, all the stuff from New Orleans, the Creole, and the kind of Caribbean influence and African thing. And all those things tied together is where rock and roll came from.
It was fascinating to me to listen to how Native Americans used the guitar to play drums.
Well, yeah, and how music helps people survive hardship and binds them together and all that. It's very real.
But it's fabulous that you go to a place like Honoka'a because, you know, our state is different. We're an island state, and you can't just drive on some highway to get to another town. So, you know, the fact that you make a point of stopping in Honoka'a and working with the kids, it's a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal, and it's very, like I said, it's very, very rewarding, and knowing that you're having a huge influence on the development of these young people, and watching them, we have several house concerts, and last night we did our first one, and Mr. Washburn brought three or four of the kids up, and we brought them in, and they just blew the people away, and so this is the very best kind of experience that they can have, to really tie, to get them to that place where they know how music is supposed to sound and feel, and being in front of a lot of people in that kind of a setting and playing with experienced musicians, professional musicians, it's invaluable.
Yeah, I think when you see it, when you see musicians feel the music, that's where it just somehow transcends instead of just playing a note on the sheet.
You're absolutely right, because when people feel, you know, music doesn't have to be complex or complicated at all to be the best, the greatest of music. I mean, so much, so many great songs and things that are part of our whole psyche now that are that were very simple in musical form. And again, that's the that common, and that goes back to the blues, was a very visceral and kind of a communication of feelings, whether it was good, bad, and storytelling. And all that's very important for cultures, and that's there's a lot of that that's inherent in the Hawaiian culture. I love the whole idea of people getting together in the evening and talking story and just the whole our oral culture of how things are passed along and traditions, and I really believe in all of the, you know, the tradition. Traditional music is what I live for, and I think it's so important to pass it along and to preserve it.
That was Bluesmaster Johnny Nicholas talking about working with Honoka'a's Gary Washburn's high school students. For the last 20 years, Nicholas has worked with student groups in Fredericksburg, Texas, helping to mentor youth and raise money for scholarships and workshops for the arts. Mahalo, Johnny Nicholas, for your kokua.
Roll on, Mississippi, down past the sands of time. Gathering your tributaries to your watery breast, from the mountains and the prairies of the east and west, past the old plantation, past the plaque of mine, and New Orleans will ease your worried mind.